Hello, everybody. My name is Hunter.
My name is Kaylee.
And you're listening to Once Upon a Mic. So we're coming in here with episode number 6, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 6 episodes already. Seems like just yesterday we were recording number 1. So today we're going to be talking about musicals, theater, our experience, all that fun stuff. We got some new equipment. Betcha. I'm excited to test it out. Hopefully we sound a lot better. And again, we're just going to kind of just talk about us again. We like to do that, you know. So again, Kaylee's gonna kick it off, just kind of going over the roles that she's been in, and spoiler, she's been in a lot more than I have.
Yeah, well, I was introduced, I always wanted to do theater, like I like always wanted to like be a TV star, be on Broadway.
That'd be so fun.
And so I was kind of introduced like in middle school. I joined like a theater, like I don't know what they called the company. I don't know. It wasn't like, I don't know. Where you just like do community theater, I guess. But it was like kind of expensive, but like we don't talk about that. but the first musical show that I was a part of was Beauty and the Beast, which is my, well, when I was like younger, my all-time favorite Disney movie, favorite musical. I loved Beauty and the Beast.
It's definitely like, you know, it's everybody knows that.
Everybody knows Beauty and the Beast, yeah. So I was so excited to be part of it. And my 11-year-old self was like, I'm going to be Belle. There's like 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds, but I am going to be Belle. I was not. I was Lady with Cane and a knife. So
really?
I had a cane. And then for
I had a cane.
For the knife part, it was literally like a bicycle helmet with like a styrofoam knife on top.
Wait, really?
It looked spray painted gold. Yes.
Wait, where was this?
With a company in Depeer.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Cool. That's so funny. Yeah. I would have loved to see that because I think that would have been really cute.
And so what this company did, so like I was in there for 6th and 7th grade, I did musicals with them. They did the 2 cast thing. So I think one of them was the Enchanted cast and the other one was, I forget, but it was like, I know like when we did Susical, it was like the Green Eggs cast and the Ham cast, but I'll talk about that later.
So wait, so they like basically split up the cast. So like, our cat's in the background. So some cast performed this night, some cast performed those nights.
So like the ensemble pretty much was there both times.
Really?
And it was kind of silly. Like, I don't know. I guess we just didn't have like a lot of people, but like Gaston in one show was like Beast in the other show, so it wasn't like to be like fair or whatever. I have no idea why they do it, because it's so like weird. The same leads just in different parts. Like I don't get
it.
But
can you imagine having to learn Gaston and Beast's role? I feel like that would kind of suck.
But yeah. So that was my first and like true like theater experience, I guess. Like I was in like small like school things for like summer school and stuff. But yeah, that was kind of my first. Morgan just pushed off some stuff on the table. And then with like actual like school, because like school's always put on musicals.
Right.
It was Music Man.
Oh.
Which still could not tell you a single thing about Music Man. I just know the Wells Fargo wagon. That's the only 76 trombones.
What? I got no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, anyway. But I almost didn't do it because I was like, I'm already in one company. I don't need a man. But no, right. I'm very happy I did because.
No, that sounds like a lot of fun.
And then end of 6th grade, I was in Alice in Wonderland.
Oh.
Again, 2 casts. I forget what they were called. And I was a flower that's like mean to Alice, you know? And then I was also, I don't know.
Why was she mean?
Have you never seen Alice in Wonderland?
I don't remember it.
Okay, so there's this Alice, and she's in Wonderland.
Really? Tell me more.
And then I also was like a playing card for like the Queen, you know?
Oh.
The Queen of Hearts has like the playing card soldiers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of those too.
Okay. So. I don't remember that. I remember Alice the one in Wonderland, the ride at Disneyland, though.
Oh, gosh.
That one was like, that was a trip. I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah. So that was 6th grade. And I'm going to keep talking for a while because Hunter doesn't start shows for a few years later.
I know.
So you're going
to
enjoy me.
I really wish I would have done theater before. In fact, I almost didn't want to. My mom was the one who made me do it. But we'll get to that, I guess.
Yeah, no worries. And then in 7th grade, again, with that theater company, I was in Susical the Musical.
Ooh.
And I was a bird girl. and ooh. So like the Bird Girl were like the like backup singers for like some things. It was funny. So with the two casts, I was like Bird Girl number six or something, and then the other cast, my good friend, was also like the same Bird Girl as me.
Really?
And we are both like pretty tall people, and but I am like, I've always kind of been a little chunky, and she's not chunky at all. And they put us in the same costume, even though like that's we so were weird. Not the same size. We were just like the same height. And
like, ah, good enough.
Like the night of one of the shows, my costume broke because I am a bigger lady.
What did they do?
I don't remember.
I do remember that being traumatic.
Why would they even right? Why would they put us in the same thing? We're not close to the same size. So yeah, I'm like,
so weird.
I'm like, you guys have a lot of money. Like, you could have, like, the production company could have got another costume, but that's, you know, whatever. And then for my school musical that year, we did Beauty and the Beast.
A classic.
Yes. So,
number two.
Yeah. I was just a villager. And I was also, a little rug. So, during the song Human Again, I like when the song was like starting and I think Cogsworth was singing, I rolled across the stage as a rug, you know, like a rug being like, and there was like a broom person that was like sweeping me, and I rolled across the stage, and at the end of his little Cogsworth sentence, I like popped up and I did like a little like do-do-do, like dance little thing.
That's really cute.
And then I laid back down, and it like the rug was like, my hands were like the edges of the rug, so I could only put my hands out like so far. And I remember I was walking across the stage, the chairs in the choir room, and I ripped my rug.
Oh no!
Because I was being a stupid little 13-year-old or whatever. So,
poor kitty.
But that was, oh my gosh, and I'll never forget. So the Beast was like this, like really, like, he was like the guy was like really into like. He was really good in band, really good at singing.
Okay, you know, like a professional.
He was really good. But they had his little brother, who was a sixth grader, play like the prince. So that way they didn't have to like switch it. But then at the end, the like older Beast was played the prince or whatever.
Right.
And I remember like waiting backstage to like go on for bows. And we were singing like the end of the Beast. It's like, the tale is old as time.
Yeah.
and we were singing that. And the little prince boy turned to me and he was like, you're really good. And I don't know if it was like I was being obnoxious and he was like, you're really good, like just like to be mean, or if he was like, wow, you're really good. But I'll never forget that.
He was like, I've been riding off that high for the last
10 plus years, whatever many years.
That's really funny.
And then back at that other company,
okay,
we did Annie. And
it's a hard knock life,
that one, right?
And I was too tall to be a little child, so I was a servant. I think my name was, like, Cecilia.
Wait, a servant?
Yeah, for, like, Warbucks. Have you seen Annie?
I've not seen Annie. I don't know what Warbucks is.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I'm, like, lost.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, so 7th grade.
Wow.
And then 8th grade, I did a different company place. We did Neverending Story.
What's that?
Man,
I am like
it was an older movie, and this was like the play version of it or something. Maybe it's a book. I don't know. I'm not that old, so I don't know much about it. And I was Igrommel, which was like a big spider.
Really?
And I was like the big spider, and then I had all my little spider BBs. They were so cute. I loved
them.
Cute. And that was the like guy who was like the lead in that. He ended up like, he was like the same age as me, and then he went to a different school, and his sophomore, junior, and senior year he was the lead in high school for every single show, and I gotta act with him. So
he's right, so famous again by association,
right. So it's pretty cool. And then I did the best Christmas pageant ever, where I was Mrs. Armstrong.
I thought you were leading up to the show's name. I was like,
no, it was Kalia, Best Christmas Pageant. And I'm like a mean old lady or whatever.
Really?
And I remember when I, because it was one of those theaters that's like a round kind of theater, or like not 360, but like it's pretty round.
Okay.
And I like walked into the audience, or walked onto stage from the audience, and my entrance music was the Imperial March. And we really? Like practiced it, and I like kept a straight face. But then when it happened on opening night or whatever, and the music started, people started laughing, and I was like trying so hard not to smile. Because I was like, this is kind of funny.
You're like, they're laughing for me.
Pretty good. And then, 8th grade musical for the school was Shrek the Musical.
Really?
Which was super fun.
I literally love Shrek the Musical.
It's so good.
If you haven't seen it, absolutely check it out.
It's like, so
it's,
good.
It's really
the
good.
The music is so moving. Who it I'd really be? Is. It's a
banger. And it's funny because it's Shrek. You know, like you think of Shrek, you think of the TV show, like, haha, it's just funny. Movie. But no, it's a good musical.
Yeah.
I wish I could have seen it on Broadway.
Oh, yeah. That would
I think that would have been such a cool show.
It was really good. And I played.
Underrated, if you will.
Sorry. Absolutely. I was the ugly duckling. And I remember my choir teacher was like, I'm not going to call you that. So we're going to call you Pretty Chicky.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Who's going to call a 14-year-old girl that she's ugly?
Yeah. Hey, ugly.
Ugly. Get over here.
That was the show where your mic cut out. Because they recorded the middle school ones, right?
Yeah, they recorded it. And the night that they were recording, my mic wasn't working. So my few lines, they couldn't hear the recording.
Oh, no.
I know.
Yeah, it just goes silent, right?
Well, you can kind of hear like a faint, like, yeah. And for that one, the same good friend that was the bird girl with me, she was actually Fiona.
Really?
So like that was really cool. Yeah,
that is cool.
Happy for her.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Again, I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah, it was a good time. The kid who played Shrek, it was funny. He was a seventh grader, and he was a lot short. Again, my friend, very tall. So this guy was a lot short. So he had to wear like platform shoes
really?
To be like even close to her height because he was That's so funny. Much smaller than her. Yeah,
I'd be like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't he play Farquaad?
No, Farquaad. He was like less than 5 feet tall,
really?
But he still did the knee thing. Yeah,
that, where
he,
like gets on his knees. Do the knee thing.
Yeah, he was so tiny.
You're like, you can just stand.
Yeah, good, bro.
That's really funny.
Good. Now we'll get into high school.
Okay,
which is
okay.
closer to when Hunter comes in.
Right.
So. Freshman year, we did one act, and the one act was it was kind of like a Alice in Wonderland thing. Okay, so one act.
I was
like,
just gonna say, maybe you want to break down one act real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, it's like a festival kind of thing, a kind of like competition,
all,
but like not really against
in
other
our
people.
State will meet up. So
yeah, so and you have to put on like a show like less than like 40 minutes. Like
yeah,
you can't
like
go
if
over
it goes
that like
over 40, you're done.
Yeah, yeah, you're not. You can't move out. On.
Right.
And. Just like a one act, like, yeah, one act thing, like kind of minimal costumes and like sets because it all has to be done within this amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like about Alice in Wonderland and, but like kind of like a goofy little Alice in Wonderland. That was a lot of fun.
What was it called?
It was called Looking Glass Land.
Looking Glass Land.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And I was just like an extra person. Well, I was the announcer for like when Alice like did a baseball game. I don't know. And then I was also part of the responsibilities, which was like group of like singers that like sang to Alice. I don't know. I don't remember. I blocked that out.
All these shows sound kind of weird.
Yes. No, because okay, whatever.
They're probably like low
cheap?
Cost. Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't want to say cheap. I was gonna say low cost.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We had no budget. Like our budget covered licensing for the musical. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So like everything else was like.
Cool. And they didn't even pick good music. Okay, we're not talking about
that. We'll get to that in a sec.
But yeah, and then so like from one act you go to like district and then sectionals and then you can go to state. And apparently the school hadn't gone to state in like years. Like
right.
It was like their seniors' like first time going to state.
That's crazy.
I think they've gone to state every year since.
Right. I don't think they've.
That was like 10 years ago. So
yeah. Like if they didn't go to state, I would actually be shocked.
What?
They, ooh.
So yeah, it was really really great. And then for the musical that year, it was Kiss Me, Kate. I was ensemble.
That's is that the one where like we're thine?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that.
I
song.
Made Hunter do a solo for that for solo ensemble for that one year.
I had never heard of it, but it's fun. I do like that song.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's a good time. And then for the spring play, it was called The Vile Veterinarian.
Spring plays at our school.
The dopiest little.
Literally, purposely ridiculous.
Yeah. They're like filled with like puns.
Like
and
as
stuff
many puns as you can fit yeah. into the time span.
Yeah, like people's names were puns and stuff. My name was April, May, June. And I was like, I don't know. I was like allergic to cats, so I'd like fake sneeze all the time.
That was the one with the cupcake, right?
Nope. We'll get to that one.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay, our Amazon device.
No, we're not going to say that again because we're not talking to you.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Sorry for these unscheduled. Just kidding. All right. Funny. Continue.
Yeah. So spring play is kind of because that was like the first year I did spring play. We didn't do like the little, what were they called? The skits.
Oh yeah.
Because like later on we did like skits during like in between like the play.
Yeah.
Because like we didn't have like that many people, so we
and the plays were short.
Yeah, they were short. And yeah. So anyway, sophomore year.
All right.
For one act, it was called Hush Little Celia, Don't Say a Word. And it was about this girl who had like,
was her name Celia?
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
Mute, like she was mute or something.
Okay.
And it was about like a new friend that she was making, and then I was like for, like part of the ensemble, but then also played like a drama teacher in that. Okay. And I just remember one of the things we had to do like as an ensemble, like I think this was like all in Celia's head. Mm-hmm. But like we're like screaming at her, like, stupid Celia, stupid Celia. And one time during sectionals, because like sometimes we'd say it twice like that. And other times we'd just say it once.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like we're in the show.
In the show, yeah.
Okay. I was like, why did the drama teacher like just decide to cut it out every
time? No. It was like in the show, like sometimes we just did it twice. Yeah. And one time, it was the time we only said it once. And so we all went, stupid Celia. And one guy went, stupid Celia,
Oh. That would be me. I'd be like,
because we're all supposed to like frozen. So
and this is, you said sectionals, right?
Yeah.
So this is like, if you mess up here,
you can't go to state. Yeah. We still went to state. And I think that was the first year we got Critics' Choice.
Really?
Just like the, like, you did top, really good.
Like, yeah. Like,
I think so. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Once.
once. Yeah.
Never again.
So that was a good time. And then for the musical, we did Fiddler on the Roof.
I watched that one. That's the only musical that, so up to now, that I've actually seen. And that's because...
No, you saw Beauty and the Beast when I did it in 7th grade.
Oh, that's right. I do. Okay. So when you go from 5th grade to 6th grade, like from elementary to middle, they have you watch a musical.
Yeah.
And then when you go from 8th grade to 9th grade... they have you watch the like the High School Musical as an 8th grader. So I saw, Beauty and the Beast. That's right. And Fiddler on the Roof.
Yep. So you saw me. You heard me sing before.
I did.
And I
was... good. I sat way in the back, though, so I couldn't see anybody's faces.
Yeah. Well, I was really pretty, so it's not big deal. I was an ensemble, but then I also had a solo in like the little graveyard scene or whatever. it was Who Could Be Mistaken? That's my whole thing. And then junior year. So Hunter didn't do one act.
Kaylee hates when people said this, but I didn't know it was a thing.
No, you got to pay attention.
I do. I wish I would have. I totally wish I would have done it.
Because your friend did it.
Right. I know. And I didn't know. Mm-hmm. wish I would have done it. Yeah.
It was called...
Although if I think I did know about it, I don't know if I would have done it.
I don't think you would have.
So I think my
mom unless you knew your friend would have done it.
I guess if I knew that they were doing it and I knew. Anyway, sorry.
It was called For Feet's Sake. And it was like a story of a Little Mermaid, but like the real story where like she turns into like seafoam at the end.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's weird.
All like the like Disney stories, like the original ones are sad.
Disney like made them nice.
Yeah.
And they all lived happily ever after. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Ready to
begin. Okay. We'll give you some bars later in the show.
Yeah. And I played a grandma. I was the grandma mermaid.
Grandma mermaid.
Stop.
Grandma. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. And then here's where Hunter comes in. My junior year musical was... Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I was ensemble. I hate that show. Awful. I don't think I have one good memory from Oklahoma.
Yeah, no worries. It's not like that's where you met
me. No, the first time I saw Hunter is when he was asking the choir director, like, I think about auditioning or something.
Yeah.
And it was, like, in the middle of the school day. And this kid's wearing a suit.
I don't know. Okay.
So my first impression of him was, oh my God, who's that weird kid in the suit talking to the choir director? Because you weren't in choir either. I'm like, why would you? Who's this kid?
I wore them. So I had gotten free suits from somewhere. I don't remember where. And I really wanted to seem cool. And for me, like Barney from How I Met Your Mother, that was a cool guy. He always wore suits. Hmm. Or just people in general. Like if you wore a suit, there, because actually, another reason, there was a kid in my elementary school that always wore a suit. I thought he was super cool. Turns out he wasn't.
really?
Right? But anyways, I was like, I want to be just like that. He was also incredibly smart, like one of the really smart kids in our grade. And I was like, wow, it's probably because he wears suits, right? And so I got these free suits, and I would wear them on Wednesdays, I believe. And so then I wore it. I just happened to be wearing a suit when I went to talk to the musical teacher. And my mom was like, Hunter, you should go sign up for the musical because your sister's doing it. And she was in middle school. She's like, so you should do the high school one. And I was like, look, I don't want to do that, right? You know, like...
Why?
Just because it felt, I don't know, like, how do you say, nerdy? I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Look at a mirror.
I know, I'm just kidding. But, and I was very antisocial.
Yeah.
Boy, did that change. Right. Well, because I had just started kind of talking to people.
Yeah.
My freshman year. Mm-hmm. Like May, end of eighth grade, beginning of freshman year is when I was like, okay, I can talk to people. I can do it. Mm-hmm. And so my mom was like, sign up. So I was like, oh, fine, whatever. Continue your story. Because now we're at to where I was talking to the teacher.
Yeah. No, that was it.
Oh, okay.
And then like, I like kind of like knew of you.
Right.
And whatnot.
Because I did the live announcements. So you might have seen me on there. Or was that not at that point?
I think that wasn't at that point.
Okay.
But yeah. And then Hunter would sing all the time. Like in the hallways, he would just sing. And we're not talking about that because I don't want to make Hunter sad. But it was like crazy.
Yeah. That's all I have to say.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, what were you in Oklahoma, Hunter?
So again, I had never auditioned for anything before. Mm-hmm. I had never seen a musical, actually, I don't think, other than like the two, but
yeah,
I was my fifth grade year watching that. I did not sleep, so I almost slept through the show. And then my eighth grade year, I do kind of remember it, but not really.
Yeah,
anyway, I didn't know what the audition process was like.
Yeah,
so the teacher was like, yeah, just find a monologue and a song. And she didn't give me any like, okay, monologue, you know, like, yeah. I didn't know what a monologue was.
Yeah,
so I found the Here in My Garage speech by Ty Lopez, the ad that would come on YouTube. The Here in My Garage, just bought this new Lamborghini here. I did that. I had it memorized too. And I memorized it for the me. And I was like, okay, I'll do this. You know, sure, whatever, it's a monologue. And then my song was Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. Which I did not know was a Rickroll. I didn't know what a Rickroll was at that time. I just happened to know that song, and I was like, yeah, I can sing this one. Again, I had no ill intentions with this. Anyway, I went to the audition. I Rickrolled the audience, and they gave me the lead. one of the leads. The lead villain.
Yeah.
Which was Judd Fry, the lonely farmhand who is in love with the main female lead.
Yeah. Couldn't tell you her name. Lori,
was it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Did not Oklahoma like was that such show. An interesting choice for a high school to put on. And yeah, like Kaylee said, I know the general gist. The bad guy, Judd Fry, wants the main girl, but the main guy, Curly, doesn't want him to. There's an auction scene. They fight. And there's like a bunch of subplots in there that I don't remember at all. Anyway, mm-mm. Oklahoma was an interesting show. I gotta admit, so some of the songs are pretty good.
No.
Namely, Oklahoma. That's a bop.
No, it's not.
But anyway, so yeah, Oklahoma. So that was my first acting experience.
For spring play.
And I did have a solo there. That one I was very nervous for. But I was sick the week of the show.
Really?
And I was kind of out of it.
Yeah.
So I wasn't scared. Which I worked out perfect. I was more scared the second weekend because then I wasn't sick anymore.
Oh.
And well, I wasn't like sick, but I was like, you know, taking like cough meds or whatever and stuff like that. And yeah, so I don't remember like being scared at all. I just went on stage. I sang, which is my first time ever singing for anybody. Then my second weekend is when I was like, oh my God, what am I about to do? You know, but I did it last week. And why am I not worried? Oh yeah, I was sick. Anyway, sorry. Okay. Continue.
Spring play. It was called The Pony Espresso.
Again, very cheesy.
But like a Western coffee shop. And I played Aunt Decaf, like D, and then Calf is my last name. And I ran the coffee shop, and then Hunter played
Buck Braun, which was the main character for that show, because the drama teacher kind of cornered me and was like, why didn't you do one act? And I said, I didn't know about it. And she said exactly what Kaylee said. Why didn't you know about it? You should have. It's every... And so she was like, you should really audition for, and you know, I think she kind of like, you know, for spring play. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, sure.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, then they cast me as Buck Braun, who's, I think they described it as the handsome hero, right?
Yeah. Boy,
right. That was a bit of a stretch. And again, incredibly cheesy. The main female lead was Star
something,
because that came in play later. They literally named her that for, I'm pretty sure, for the joke, right?
Yeah, because they were like, let's name it,
yeah, well, let's start a coffee shop, yeah, and we'll name it
Starbucks. And then they were like, no, that doesn't sound good. How about Buck Star?
Yeah, who's ever heard of Starbucks?
Yeah.
And that was it. And it was
that was the whole reason for the name. Yeah. Right. But there were other, like, the other names were like Barb Dwyer, like silly little things like that.
But that's when I remember like actively working with Kaylee.
Yeah, because we had a scene together.
I had to like put my hand on a teapot or whatever that Kaylee was holding, and like I solemnly swear to protect this city or whatever.
Yeah.
And so
backstage behind a door, we were like chit-chatting together like before. But it was kind of like a
Good job.
Yeah.
How's your day going?
Yeah.
What's it like being popular? I don't
know. Yeah, huh? That's so funny. And then the next year, my senior year, Hunter's sophomore year, one act was called Sea Change.
Yes.
Oh, we were both like, because like there were two main characters, and the rest of us were kind of ensemble playing like a few different parts each.
Right. Like you had, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. One of the characters, the groups that Hunter and I played, like, I was the mom and he was the dad for, like, one scene. So we had to, like, sit next to each other and I had to, like, put my hand on his leg or something. I don't know.
And then we started dating.
And then we started dating.
I'm not even kidding. That's actually, started dating during that show.
Yeah.
And it was, I couldn't really tell you much about it. But it was something like about her having, like, she's talking to her therapist.
Yeah, she had a lot of like mental problems and stuff.
And so like we would like, me and Kaylee, I was the dad. And we're like, wow, we're going to do these lovely things. And then we started getting like, then like spirits started like pulling us apart.
Yeah.
Which I think she was talking about her parents' divorce.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It was a cool show.
And, yeah, it was fun.
Did you get an award for
it? No. I did. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so, it was okay, but I got an award for it.
Yeah, they gave out Outstanding Actor Awards, and like the two leads got it, and we were like, okay, yeah, that's expected. They're the two main people. And then the next person's name they said was my name for like, to get an award. I literally went, what? I was like, huh? And they gave it to two other people too, which like the three of us like were like the main like ensemble people. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
there's definitely like tears to it.
Big deal. Yeah, for sure.
But no, like they don't give those out willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Like you have to actually like, because again, these are like judges. Like there's more than one.
Yeah.
There's three, right?
Yeah.
So the three people, or
I think it's like two out of three have to agree. I don't know.
Have to agree that yes, this person did not only a really good job,
an outstanding
job, enough to give them an award, which costs them money. So
yeah.
And again, like they can't give them out to everybody because otherwise it would be saturated or whatever. So
yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to downplay the award that Kaylee got.
No, it's fine. And then the musical that year was 42nd Street, which, okay, before, the like, when they, like, direct, we were like asking the directors, like, what's the show gonna be?
Yeah, and they always make a huge deal about announcing.
They're like,
it.
There's a song about money and what? And then what? They were like, it's a musical you definitely know. And they said 42nd Street. And some kids, I swear, fake people. They were like, oh my God, I totally knew it. It's like, no, you did not.
No,
you did not know 42nd Street 30 minutes ago. Like,
You did not. Yeah, I didn't even know that. I never heard of that show before in my life.
Again, because like we were born like you know, recently.
You know, so, recently. That was really
funny. And I was a dancer, so I had a tap dance, and I had a little solo line, and we were like the stage manager.
I played,
like, well, in the play, or in the musical, you
my
were
my character
the,
was Mac.
Yeah.
Who was, yeah, the stage manager.
Yeah. And... so, and can I tell a story?
Depends on what the story is. Okay.
So, a few years later or whatever, Hunter had to write down for one of his classes, like, the best and worst things that happened in his life. And, Hunter kind of had a rough time. I'm not going to tell you details. But, he literally put down that being Mac was one of the worst things in his life.
No,
being a sidekick. Oh, my God. Some of us didn't even get named sometimes. Like, the male privilege.
I wasn't genuinely sad. I, for one, hated that assignment. And I have this thing where I cannot think.
Oh.
Right? And really? So, for me, I was like, I physically cannot think of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm not going to write down, you know, like, these things. So, it was like, I don't know. And I was like, I guess this is, it kind of sucks. You know, not sucks. But I guess, like, sure, whatever, you know. And so,
okay, whatever, whatever. We could talk about male privilege in theater later.
Yes, yeah, we will discuss that.
Absolutely. And then the spring play was called Cornfield of Dreams. It was about Little Miss Sweet Pea. That was me.
Woo!
Oh, and so for a cool thing about the spring plays is they always have like a good girl, a heroine,
yeah,
a hero, a villain, and a villainess.
Mm-hmm.
And when the villains come on, the audience is encouraged to boo.
And they play like a doom, doom,
yeah,
doom, 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 doom. Every time they come on, like,
yeah,
every single time.
And every time you have to boo.
Yeah.
When the hero comes on, you're supposed to like clap and like, yay!
Yeah.
And then when the heroine. Is that heroin?
No, I don't know.
When the good girl comes on, you go, aww.
Yep.
So I was the good girl. So every time I came on, people had to go, aww.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that show because people were forced to like me.
I feel like maybe they liked you anyway.
Nope, they were forced.
I don't know.
They were forced.
I played Popcorn Well in
my
that
dad.
One. Kaylee's dad in that one. There's this one scene that I quote on a like every now and then where they're eating. And he's like, that certainly eases the pain.
Yeah, but you always say it wrong.
How does it go?
You said it right, oh, okay, there, but you always say that certainly is delicious. And that,
yeah, yeah.
This is what your friend said. You didn't say that.
Right, right. And so, I still, because it's just, that certainly eases the pain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
And then that's kind of where my theater stuff stops. I mean, I had a theater minor in college, and I have beef with it because I auditioned for five shows back to back.
You had to.
I had to. You had to do a show.
Right, which is so funny.
They rejected me every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the audacity to like pull me aside one day and was like, Kaylee, you really need to start being in the shows because you have to graduate with this minor. And I literally went, I've auditioned for every single one. You are the one not putting me in the show. Like, hello?
Did you drop that minor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like,
right.
This is out of my hands. I'm auditioning. I'm giving it all I've got, Captain.
Getting it all in the goal.
And I just, so I got beef.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. But, and we can discuss that.
Yeah, so Hunter, what did you do after I left?
So after Kaylee left, Kaylee was a senior, or when Kaylee graduated, I was... My next year is junior, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I lose it. Okay. So for one act, we did at the bottom of Lake Missoula, and I played the character Jim. And the main female character was Pam, which I'm pretty sure were Office references.
Yeah.
And anyway, that one, I really don't remember. Something about how there was like a hurricane or something, destroyed the town, whatever. We ended up going to state. And for that one, I did win an Outstanding Lead Actor Award. And that one was, it was a cool show. Again, it wasn't memorable.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, it was a set. It was very sad.
Yeah.
It was, those are my favorite shows. I feel like those are the easiest to act, I guess.
You like them to act. You like them to watch.
I don't like watching. No, I hate feeling sad. I like acting sad. I don't know why.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was my, one act, and then for musical, we did Newsies, because the rights for Newsies had just dropped, and every single high school was doing it. And so, obviously, we got to jump on it, right? I got to be honest, not the biggest fan of Newsies.
Not a fan of Newsies, big fan of Jack Kelly.
Yeah, Jeremy Jordan. Yes, please. That guy is such a good singer.
Get that in writing, folks.
No. He's such a good singer. He's in a lot of stuff and love listening to him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but Newsies as a whole, it has a good message, I think, which I do like, but it's just another music. Yeah. Anyway, I played Snyder in that show. Trying to catch Jack Kelly. Yeah,
not the bad guy.
I wasn't the main villain, which was the business people.
Yeah,
I was the guy they contracted to, like, the warden, I think, right, or something. Yeah, constable, something like that. So I wasn't like when they the way they did it. I wasn't in any songs, but I was only in a few scenes.
Yeah,
so I didn't sing a single song on stage. I sang off stage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay. So I don't really remember that show,
mm-hmm.
but anyway, that was my musical. And then for Spring Prey that later that year, I played Win Fairly in Win Fairly Champion Wrestler, which again, very cheesy show. That one I was a boxer or something like that. I had to fight on the stage.
That one was like the first one like that our first Spring Play that I wasn't in that I saw, and like me and my friend were like, because it was really bad. Like, you guys weren't bad. Like, the show was just like, oh my god, what is this?
I know, and maybe I kind of like it. I think it's really funny because they're so cheesy. Again, any second they can cram in a joke,
they
will. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how good or how bad that joke is, it will be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is, it gives it character. Sure. But anyway, so I played Win Fairly, the main character for that one, and. I don't really remember too much. I just remember that I had to pretend to box in a boxing ring.
Yeah.
And I was really sweaty. So, mm-hmm. And so was the other guy, which was kind of gross. Anyway. And then entering into my senior year, one act again, I played Telemachus in The Odyssey, which was kind of like it was a humorous take on The Odyssey.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I thought it was pretty funny. And it had some really good scenes. That's probably like one of my favorite spring plays, just for a story alone. No, just for story alone, because it was like this one. It was kind of interesting, you know. Mm-hmm. And like it's The Odyssey, you know. So, yeah. But it was like humorous. And then for musical, we did Beauty and the Beast. Because it was funny. They had done Fiddler on the Roof. They had done a lot of like, okay, maybe people don't like Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, 42nd Street. Then they did Newsies, and I think they got a taste of what having money was like.
People are like, oh, I know
people,
Newsies.
They packed the theaters. Yeah. I don't know if they packed them for the other shows.
No, not
but Newsies sold out.
Yeah.
And that meant a lot of money for the drama mm-hmm. department. So I think they're like, wow, this is nice actually having money.
Yeah.
People are come to shows when they know what it is.
Yeah, it was like, come on.
Like, I think you could have guessed that. So they were like, let's keep rolling in the cash, mm-hmm. right? So they did Beauty and the Beast. And
well, I think also because that was the choir director's favorite show,
right.
That she said, and up until then, the people that were like in school had done Beauty and the Beast at the musical.
That's
at the
right.
middle school. Sorry,
so
you guys were the first group that didn't do Beauty and the Beast at the middle school for seeing.
Right.
So I think that's another reason why they did.
That's a good point. And so I played the Beast in that one.
Very fitting.
Because I'm crazy and mean.
I was thinking ugly, but no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, see, that makes that's so sweet. That's so sweet. That one was a lot of fun. I really liked it. But
you stank after that one.
I was like a hockey player. I think after that, like wearing all that gear.
Mm-hmm.
I literally smelled so incredibly bad. Like mm-hmm. when you go out and meet the people, I've warned them. I'm like, I am so sorry. I smell so bad. If you want to give me a hug, go ahead. Like my mom, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but you're going to regret this.
Stinky.
Very stinky. So that was...
They did not wash those costumes.
They didn't, you know? and so yeah, that one was... That was going. I got to... The Gaston was played by one of my best friends. So
did you
go
strangle him?
Yeah, I did. I got to strangle him, which is something I've always wanted. Just kidding. But we actually got to... The drama teacher was showing us how to fake... Like how they strangle people in like shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool. So you pull away.
I can
away.
Just do the real thing.
Right, yeah.
He's
like,
fine.
He's fine with it. I'm
yeah.
You pull away and they pull your hand. So that way they're controlling the pressure. It was really cool. I never mm-hmm. would have thought of that, but it looks realistic.
Yeah.
Again, that was a pretty fun show. And then after that, we did. Real quick. My senior year ended in 2020. Everybody's
wow.
favorite
what
year.
What happened in 2020?
Wow, let's see. Around March,
yeah.
a few weeks after spring play, or after musical, like we got done like 2 weeks later,
yeah,
right?
Not even, yeah.
COVID shut down the school.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, ooh, you know, like this is close. Well, they still wanted to do spring play. So we did spring play in a podcast form.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was kind of a clever idea, and I thought it was neat.
Wasn't it like over Zoom or like
we anything? Actually did it on Anchor,
I believe,
or something like that. And so yeah, we each like recorded our lines, and they recorded it. Sorry, we each spoke our lines. They recorded it. They put it all together, and we had a podcast. So I don't know if it's still out there, but it was a cool idea because that way you.
What
so...
was the name of the show? And
oh yeah, sorry, I forgot to say that. The name of the show was Heaven Help the Potaters. The family's name was the Potaters, mm-hmm. and I played No Account, which was the lead villain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to record my lines virtually. Obviously, not the same in the slightest.
Right.
You didn't have to memorize anything. You know, you just mm-hmm. read it in your hands. But it was still cool that they at least did it, ooh. Kinda. The kitty got Morgan got on the table, and she's probably gonna knock something over. Anyway, that's the end of my theater experience. Because again, like Kaylee said, getting into theater in college is a lot harder than it is in high school, because high school they pretty much I don't think they turn anybody away, right?
No.
Whereas the college ones, their cast is small and they pick shows with a small cast.
Yeah. But also they like I don't know. If you didn't like know somebody.
Right. And I don't think they would take you in if you weren't a theater something, right?
Yeah. I don't think that was like a rule necessarily, but I think
but
that's
it was
what
like,
they did.
I think because they wanted to leave room, but I had a theater minor originally. I didn't proceed with it. So anyway, I auditioned for like one show, I think. Didn't get in, and I was like, this is it. I'm done. Just kidding.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Okay. Yep. But anyway, so I did not do any theater outside of that, but I would love to. Kaylee and I have talked about signing up for like community theater
mm-hmm.
and doing it. And we just haven't. But anyway, so that is the end of our experience.
I thought that would take 10 minutes, but
right.
it's been like 40-something.
So, actually, real quick. Kaylee and I have this really cool ability to talk
mm-hmm.
about random things for as long as we would like to.
Yes.
So. I don't know where we got that from. But anyway, so, yeah, that's our experience. I thought that theater was such a cool thing. I'm so glad I got to do it, and I'm so glad that my mom made me, because if I didn't, I wouldn't have met Kaylee either. So yeah,
that's true.
Anyway, did you want to
I feel like we can stop it here, and maybe next time we can talk about our dream roles.
Right. So,
and by next time I mean maybe the next 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah, we'll split this one up, part one and part two.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so we're gonna end this one off here. If you want to keep listening about theater, tune in to the next episode. So
Once Upon a Mic.